service this morning is based on the Stations of the Cross, which is a devotion that was created in the Middle Ages by the Franciscans as a way of allowing people who could not travel to the Holy Land to walk where Christ walked on the day of his suffering and his passion. And so by the end of the 17th century, many churches had stations or stops ranged at intervals along their walls, each with a cross. And under that cross, a representation of an event in the Passion narrative. 9 of the 14 stations are taken directly from Scripture. The other 5 come out of the earliest traditions of the Church.
Today, we encourage you to take your nail and hold it during the service. And if you slipped in without getting a nail, they're right at the doors where you came in. Just slip out and get one during the next music break. It is our prayer that you will relax and enter into the experience of Christ's passion, that you may know the meaning of what the Lord has done for us.
Thank you.
Jesus went out carrying his cross alone. He knows what it is like to carry a heavy burden.
Lord, you know how to carry a heavy burden. Teach us how to bear each other's burdens, and how to turn to you for grace and strength.
For the old liar comes, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear into dark Calvary.
Slumps to the ground. Soldiers, they quickly drag him to his feet again.
All around Jesus are the mockers and those who take delight in human misery. It's hot and sticky in the crowded little street. The air is filled with foreboding on this day of preparation for the Passover. These people should have their hearts on pondering the things of their God. Instead, they are bent in God's name to do this evil. The world is filled with people, it seems, who have fallen and struggled to rise, and there are no hands, not even rough ones, to help. Do I too mock him by my unthinking, uncaring roughness?
Jesus, so much of our wickedness rises out of selfishness and fear. So much bad happens when we fail to honor you. Would you forgive us? From wars and earthquakes, from riots and terrors, to drought and starvation? Have some of us lost the ability to comprehend and feel compassion in the face of tremendous loss?
Lord Jesus, help us to remember Mary, your mother, as she stood alone in grief. Help us to remember all the other Marys of this world when they suffer. May we be a true source of grace and comfort, comforted as we are by you. They put the cross on his shoulders too as he stands behind Jesus, and they make him help shoulder the load. A perfect stranger coming into the city just happens to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. He was grabbed and forced to take the cross. Was he reluctant? Was I? I longed to help Jesus, but I was afraid. I was relieved when they picked out someone out of the crowd to help. I was ashamed that I could not bring myself to step out of character, out of my role, and help the man.
Thank you, God, for strangers in our midst who so often unwittingly show us what to do and how to do it. Open our eyes and hearts, enlarge our vision. Are there more like her on this earth? Are there anywhere, Lord?
Please help us, Lord, to share the crosses that others bear and to wipe away their tears.
I will not boast in anything. No gifts, no power, no will.
On his forehead and the dust of these well-traveled streets. The soldiers, impatient and anxious to be over this job, roughly drag him to his feet again as they curse him.
My heart wrenches. My stomach churns. I feel my own sweat upon my brow. I can only guess at his agony. The weight of the cross is too much, and he is very weak. He's bearing a heavy burden, like so many others in my society, and has been forced once again to his knees, like them. How do they feel as they watch this? Did they recognize their own pain? Did they try to hide that pain by laughing at it, like me? Did they reject that pain by jeering at him? Like me?
Lord, we have offended greatly. We have shrugged off the burdens of others so carelessly. Would you forgive us?
Mercy there was great and grace was free.
Jesus falls the third time. No sleep, nothing to eat or drink since supper the evening before. The interrogations, the scourging, the mockery, they've all taken their toll. Jesus falls again to the dust and the grime of the crowded streets of Jerusalem, amid the noise of weeping and heckling.
This is almost too much. How much more will we have to endure? Jesus has become a spectacle. The laughter as he struggles once more to his feet is awful. How can they laugh? Can't they see he's trying? Don't they feel any pity? I should talk. My patience is wearing thin to get this over with and go home. At least I can go home. This poor creature won't.
O Lord, you've put up with so much from us. How great your despair must have been on that day. Teach us, Lord, from your example, to not add to the pain of this world. Hundreds and thousands of its people every day with its greed and its uncaring. Our selfishness stands exposed for what it is when we strip Jesus of his garments.
Dear Lord, we reach out and grasp greedily for so much, searching for what will satisfy. We do not know how to let go of things and let you in. Help us to choose what will bring healing and wholeness.
Bearing shame and suffering rude, in my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
Station 11. Jesus is nailed onto the cross. Roughly, contemptuously, the soldiers thrust Jesus down onto his cross. Holding him down, some sit on him, they pound the nails through his hands and feet. After he is lifted up, the soldiers throw dice for his clothing to fulfill the scripture. They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots.
The ring of the hammer on the nails, the sickening sound of flesh and bone crunching echo in my brain. I'll never, never, ever forget this. Somehow, this one crucifixion is different than all the others I've been to. The torture, for that's what it was, has not stopped. It still happens every day. From utter brutality to the unkind word that flays the soul, it's still happens. But the nonchalance, the ease with which the soldiers threw the dice beneath his feet as if nothing were happening, horrifies me today. I know I was there. I threw the dice with the rest. I invite you to take your nail and drop it into the bucket in the center front, and think about Christ's crucifixion or about how you may have driven a nail into Christ through your words or actions, and if you came in late and did not get a nail, they're just outside of the door there.
So feel free to come forward and drop your nail in the bucket. Yeah, that's something. Violence and death. I hung my head. I could no longer see for the tears that flowed like his blood down my face. I could not stop the words, truly this man was God's son. I felt overcome. Why did I have hand in this? How could I have let it happen?
My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? Yet you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it's melted within my breast. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death.
Dead, his body hangs limply, heavily. The darkness which had filled the sky since noon begins to fade. A wild rumor that the curtain of the temple had been torn in two from top to bottom was circulating. The soldiers yank out the nails to get him down. Everyone, including the women who had followed him and were looking on from a distance, stands back awkwardly and watches the scene before them. Bleeding, broken, limp, and heavy in his death, they place him in the arms of his mother.
How did she feel? How did she feel? Mary, the mother of Jesus, how did she feel? With infinite tenderness, she gently held him and wiped his bloody brow as her tears fell on his lifeless body. How did she feel? She shoos away the hands that would have parted her from her son. Just one more moment, she whispers. How did she feel?
Psalm 142, 5 and 6. I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Give heed unto my cry. Brian brought very low.
Entrance and silently withdraw.
this place of the tomb was in a garden. The garden seemed strangely quiet, strangely silent and still as I stole in to watch them. My mind and my body were in shock. Images registered on my brain, but I felt nothing. It was over. The crucifixion was over. This Jesus had died, but my life would never be the same again. He was gone. He was gone. And I did not know him. I went away and wept bitterly.
God did not withhold or spare even his own son, but gave him up for all of us. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples.
Walking in the dirt with you and me.
are wrapping up our service in a couple of minutes' time. On behalf of Northcote United Church and Cornerstone Wesleyan Church, I'd like to say thank you for joining us here today. Our Anglican brothers and sisters are meeting over in cars, so most of them aren't able to be with us today, but they are absolutely here in spirit. And as we reach the end of this service, as we close with one more thought and one more prayer, after we're done, what I'd encourage you to do is to leave in silence. So I know that for many of us, it's good and it's proper to hang around and to chat, but I really encourage us to leave in silence, to leave thinking, meditating on what you've heard and experienced and sung. And just allow yourself to be in that space. We live in a noisy world where we're always moving on to the next thing. So I would encourage you to do that. But let's just say our last words. Lord, when you were buried, it seemed like the end of everything you promised and stood for. But it wasn't. It was only the beginning. And so as we travel from the crucifixion through to the vigil of Easter to the resurrection, be with us in a special way to help us recall and reflect in our hearts who you are and what you have done for us.
God, send down your abundant blessing upon your people who have devoutly recalled the death of your Son. Grant them pardon and bring them comfort. May their faith grow stronger and their eternal salvation be assured. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.